Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And you can email us at thejifflings@gmail.com. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. And now it's time for today's episode, The Knight's Shield. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here, in the magical land of Dilstonia, where little creatures called the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline. A very sensible Jiffling, who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, it is a bright, warm, sunny day, so the Jifflings have all decided to go for a swim in the sea. Oh. Everyone was very excited as they trotted out onto deck in their favourite swimming costumes.
Yay!
Miss Katie was very happy with her swimming costume, which she'd made out of an old silk bedspread.
My costume is shiny and silky and beautiful. And it's got matching armbands too.
So it has. That's very clever, Miss Katie. Next on deck was Friedeline, wearing a nice blue swimsuit with a lovely picture of an octopus on the front.
The octopus is my favourite because he has 8 long bendy arms, so he can tidy everything away super quickly.
Gosh, Friedeline, that is practical. And oh look, here comes Albert. And it looks like he's wearing his welly boots.
Well, I always wear my wellies whenever there's water about. And the sea is full of water.
Well, yes, but wellies are far too heavy to swim in. I think you'll have much more fun barefoot, Albert.
Hey!
Then, finally, came Young Pumpkin and Hedge. They jiffled and jostled their way towards the door that led out onto deck, very eager to show off their costumes. But in their hurry to be first, they both barged through the doorway at the same time and got completely stuck. Well, you are a pair of silly sausages.
Well, Hedge should have let me go first. I'm always faster than him.
Like, no way, man. I should go first.
Oh, come now. There is to be no squibbly squabbling on Jiffling Swim Day.
So Friedeline, Albert and Miss Katie took a hold of Young Pumpkin and Hedge. And with a 1, 2, 3, they heaved them through the doorway. But now, they both look like rather grumpy little beans.
Oh, I'm not grumpy. Even though I wasn't first through the door, I will be first to jump in the sea.
So Young Pumpkin trotted to the side of the boat and prepared to dive in. But all of a sudden, the hedge appeared beside him, paws stretched high in the air, ready for diving too.
Wait! There's not enough room for you to both jump in. You might bonk your little Jiffling heads together.
Aye, that's true. You will have to take turns.
But neither Young Pumpkin nor Hedge seemed ready to budge. And now they were glaring at each other quite stubbornly.
Like I should go first, man. I need to build up my appetite.
No, you don't, Hedge. You're always hungry. I should go first because I love the sea and the sea loves me.
Huh. If you are too stubborn to work this out, then no one will be jumping in this sea.
Well, as always, That sound meant an object which had been lost or thrown away on Earth had turned up in the Gifflings' net. So now, they all had to work together to heave the object in. The object landed on deck with a clatter. It was wooden and colourful, and it had beautiful pictures carved on the front. Miss Katie took a guess at what it might be first. I think that's Bigfoot's storybook. Ha. That Mummy Bigfoot uses for reading bedtime stories.
Ooh.
Well, that sounds fantastic. But then Friedelein stepped forward, for she knew just what the object was today. She bounced up onto the story seat, and then she began her tale.
This is the Knight's Shield. And my old ping-pong partner, Bouncy Brunhilde, told me all about it. Once, a long time ago, in the medieval times, there was a small but proud kingdom called Alconbury, which was right next door to the big mountain where a dragon called Patrick lived. Luckily, Patrick Dragon had been asleep for many years. But one morning, the people of Alconbury heard the dragon's alarm clock. And so they all became worried that Patrick Dragon had woken up. Then, a big strong knight in shiny armor stood up proudly, holding his big heavy shield.
Fear not, good people, for I am Sir Waffles of Brags-a-Lot, and I shall protect the mighty Shire of Alconbury by defeating Patrick forthwith.
Then suddenly another knight jumped up, waving her sword above her head.
Quiet! I am Lady Big Hedicus of Meville, and in fact it is I who shall defeat Patrick, not you.
No, you won't. I said it first.
Yes, I will. Out of my way.
And the two knights charged out of the castle on their horses, arguing as they went. Well, before long, the two squabbling knights reached Patrick Dragon's mountain, and they rode right up to his big front door.
Patrick!
Cried Sir Waffles, raising his big heavy shield.
Come out here at once! I am here to defeat you! Forthwith!
Don't listen to him, Patrick! I got here first! It is I who shall defeat you!
Ooh, right, that's it!
Then, the two knights charged at each other, rolling around on the muddy floor fighting, making all kinds of racket. Then, Patrick Dragon came out of his house to see what all the fuss was about.
Boar, what's going on? What's all this shouting? We'll have no trouble here,
said the Patrick.
Come along now. Let's all just calm down with a nice cup of tea and a chat. Why don't you come in and help me put the kettle on?
Only if my cup is filled first.
Never, for I must always be the first knight with tea in his tummy. Forthwith.
So, the pair of silly knights argued and fought, whilst big friendly Patrick plodded back inside to put the kettle on by himself. Well, the knights rolled around on the ground, squabbling, and before long, their swords and shields flew up in the air and down the mountain, lost forever. And so, in the end, neither knight was the winner, and all because they were so worried about who should go first.
And now, the knight's shield is here. Yes, Miss Katie. So now you need to use it again.
Maybe it could be a windbreaker to protect all the purple broccoli plants in my garden.
But then, Hedge and Young Pumpkin both stepped forwards together, and they each lifted one side of the shield.
Like this looks the perfect size for two gifs to stand on.
So why don't we use it as a two-gifling diving board?
It'll be more fun to jump in the sea together than simply to go first.
Like, yes, ma'am.
Well done. That sounds like huge fun. And you can stay a safe distance from each other when you dive, so nobody gets boinked on the head. So the gifs all carried the shield over to the starboard side of the ship, and Miss Katie hammered it safely into place before Hedge and Young Pumpkin both excitedly jumped off their new diving board together. All the gifs had a lovely time diving into the sea, and after a fun swim day, they had some warming barley ocean stew made by Young Pumpkin and Hedge. Yeah. And then they found they were as tired as two squabbling knights. So it must be time for bed. Good night, Young Pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, Lake.
Good night, Friedeline.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Giflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And as a thank you, we'll send your child a personalised audio message from the Giflings. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Giflings?
Yeah, like this one from America. It says, "Hi, I'm Milo from Maryland, and I am 5 years old. My favourite character is all of them. Ha! Huh. They are all so unique and funny. My favourite episode is The Witch's Cauldron and The Postwoman's Satchel. I am always so excited to listen to a new episode in my dad's car on the way to school."
Ooh, thank you, Milo. That's a wonderful review.
That's right. And we've had this review too. It says, "Hi, I'm Akshatha. I'm 7 years old from Toronto, Canada. I would like if you can make an episode of the Giflings where they find a unicorn's teddy bear that was lost over the rainbow. I love all your episodes and all of my favourites."
Like, thank you, Akshatha. That is a totally cool review.
Aye. And thank you to everyone who emailed or sent us a review. We really do love to hear from you all.
That's right. And if you'd like to send us an email, please send it to thegiflings@gmail.com. Also, if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Giflings very soon. Goodbye.